Hi there. The word for today is try to be kind. In Proverbs 15, verse 1, Solomon writes, "A gentle answer turns away wrath." Listen, if you're an organized, time-conscious, purpose-driven, make-it-happen kind of person, you can get upset with incompetence and low productivity in others. And you can end up speaking words that hurt them and don't bring the result you hope for. In Proverbs chapter 31, here's how Solomon describes a wise woman. On her tongue is the law of kindness. Speaking kindly to and about others was one of this woman's core principles. And when you think about it, there's never any justification for being harsh or unkind in your communication. And certainly not if you're a follower of Christ. Hasn't God been gracious with you? Then extend that same grace to others. The old adage, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, isn't true. Harsh words can impact a person, and even for a lifetime. Many so-called social outcasts have actually been victims of verbal abuse at some point in their lives. They've suffered at the hands of parents, teachers, insecure spouses, and others battling their own emotional issues. Look, if you find you're prone to speaking harshly to people, get serious. Pray for God's help, whatever it takes, including seeking help from a pastor or a counselor. Do it. Proverbs 16, verse 32 says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." So decide today to rule your spirit and make kindness a hallmark and a guiding principle of your life. Okay? That's the word for you today.